Although little consensus has been reached, much has been written on guns and violence in the United States. Joyce Lee Malcolm decided to test the hypothesis in England, and she joins us this week to tell us what she found.
At the core of the gun controversy is the issue of whether disarming the public leads to a safer society. For 80 years, the safety of the English people has been staked on the premise that fewer guns means less crime, indeed that any weapons in the hands of men and women, however law-abiding, pose a danger. Britons have been assured they don't need to protect themselves. Society will protect them. English gun restrictions, now the toughest of any democracy, are often credited with producing low rates of violent crime. But have they? Have strict gun regulations and general disarmament led to a safer community? The historical evidence fails to support that claim. My book, Guns and Violence, The English Experience, points out that violent crime in England had been declining for 400 years before 1920, when the first gun restrictions were imposed. And when guns were freely available, gun crime was astonishingly low. A government study for the years 1890 through 1892 found only 3 handgun homicides, an average of 1 a year in a population of 30 million. In 1904, there were only 4 armed robberies in London, then the largest city in the world. But if gun regulations made England safer? After declining for centuries, violent crime began spiraling upward in the 1950s and has been generally rising ever since. Despite increasingly restrictive gun legislation, despite a 1997 ban on handguns, and a 1953 act prohibiting carrying any article for personal protection. Common law regarded self-defense as the first among an individual's rights, yet along with gun regulations has come a policy that discourages self-defense. Using force against a mugger can lead to charges of assault, or the mugger can sue. A man who used a toy gun to detain 2 burglars who broke into his home was arrested by the police for putting the burglars in fear with a toy gun. An elderly lady who chased off a gang of youths with a cap pistol was arrested on the same charge. People who see someone being attacked are advised to walk on by and leave the matter to the professionals. But no police force, however large, can protect everyone, and the British government's insistence on a monopoly of force has come at a high price. By 2002, violent crime in England exceeded that of 17 other industrial countries, including the United States. As for the impact of gun restrictions, in the 2 years after the 1997 handgun ban, handgun crime rose by 40%. Last year, gun crime rose another 35%, and for the first time, English police are armed. History shows that guns in and of themselves were not a cause or cure for crime in England. When guns were unrestricted, violent crime was low, while gun bans have failed to stop or even slow gun violence. Public safety was not enhanced by depriving people of reasonable means for personal safety.
You've been listening to Joyce Lee Malcolm, professor of history at Bentley College and the author of Guns and Violence, The English Experience, and To Keep and Bear Arms, The Origins of an Anglo-American Right.